Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Polish devotees are here right now.
If my mother Polish, it's coming.
Yes, no. Yes.
You already saw this.
Kind of, we're hoping there is more Polish devotees going to be here. Anuradha Mataji is not raising hand.
But I did not
you Polish.
I'm half Polish. For this, I can raise my
hand. Half Polish. Yes.
If you speak Polish, you can raise your hand.
Okay, so anyway, I promised Maharaj to take him to Poland, and I didn't, and this is kind of the halfway fulfilling the my words. This is
the Poland land in the
quite a few Polish devotees here, so we requested Maharaj to come and, you know, make a kirtan today and speak a few words.
Where is Maharaj from?
Maharaj is from Nigeria originally, and but he's too international. Like even a regular devotee is very international. It's difficult to say where devotees come, you know, coming from, because we live in 7 different countries and travel all over the place. So. Maharaj was born in Nigeria, but he preached all over the universe now.
So the best thing to do is in the dump. It doesn't matter where we are physically. If we are constantly thinking of Krishna, that is a holy place. In other words, those who live in the holy land, like Navadi, Maya, it's essentially different because the Supreme Lord and his pure devotees have performed some wonderful activities in these places. Therefore, the places the Lord had performed his pastimes with his pure devotees, they carry the potency of the Lord. So living in those places, one can easily make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Advancement is very easy. Every environment carries different energy. The energy one gets in a restaurant is different from the energy one will experience in one's house, a living house, or an environment where spiritual activities are constantly performed. The chanting of the holy name, the puja being performed, recitation of the scriptures, such places have a different energy. Therefore, places like that carry the potency, the spiritual potency, that to perform any spiritual activity in such places, one can easily make advancement. They are not ordinary places. The scripture tells us that Mayapur, you won't sleep here. You won't sleep. Just lie down. when we lie down to sleep. But to lie down and sleep in Mayapu is not considered sleep. But Christian considers this person is offering obeisances. And such a person is superior to an accomplished yogi who has been performing austerity for years, trying to control the senses. But on his prostrate, a simple devotee who is sincerely chanting and Krishna is better. If you have something, medicine which is very powerful, that can cure any disease very easily, if it is misused, it can also act powerfully in a negative way. So if we perform social activities in the holy place, you have 100% of it. If you also commit offenses, you will have the same 100% of it. Just like if you offend a pure devotee. If that devotee is 100% pure, any offense committed to that person, you have 100% result. If you think of a pure devotee, you will get all the qualities of that pure devotee. Just by thinking of the pure devotee, you have all the qualities. Similarly, if we make offense, we'll have 100% reaction. The same with the holy place. If one leaves the body in the holy place, there's a guarantee for having elevation in the next one. So it's very auspicious to be in a holy place. And here is not just an ordinary holy place. It is called Maya Pura. We know that Maya, generally everybody knows Maya means illusion. If you look at the Sanskrit word, if you look at Sanskrit, the word M-A-Y-A is not only one word. They have three different meanings. Maya means by me. Maya means illusion. And Maya also means person. So that's two words. So Mayapur does not mean Maya, illusion. Mayapur means the land of the city of mercy, because the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here, the city of mercy. So the mercy of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is 100% available. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu protected this place, sent all the impersonalists away from here. He left only the personalist. And Lord Jagannath himself specifically to Ramanujacharya, you should go to Navadip. Ramanujacharya said, for what? You just a rice food. That time, I rice food. Not a tea or baby. Not tea or baby that time. It was a rice food. The water log. Food and water everywhere. So, what is right? What should I do here? I am in Kushita Chetra. The Lord is directly here. But Jagannath said, yes, I know that this is Purushetta Chitra. But I'm telling you, you should go to Ramadhi. Anyone who has taken a human body and has never visited Mayapur, each of her life is useless. So I'm requesting you to go to Mayapur, because that place is not material world. It is not. You may call it a rice field, but I'm telling you, I will appear in that place. The pastimes I'm going to perform there is not comparable to any of my pastimes I've ever performed. They are in all my incarnations. So Jagannath manifested his form and the Gorangal tribe, the man with the child. He saw Gorangal fall. He fainted unconscious. Never seen before. When he regained consciousness, I will preach your glory, but you're going to say, no, I'm doing it now. I have just shown you what I'm going to do. So you should wait. When I will physically manifest this form and I'll perform the activities, then you can broadcast it. But he will also come with me. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, a man with their child, and all their child as he came, they were holding on. So we know that all the forms of Krishna and all the persons of Krishna have the form. His form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the best. And similarly, his activities are the best. And the place he appears is the best. It's not comparable to anywhere. So to live here, to stay here is a glorious activity, perfection of life. So because the place is so wonderful, so pure, so clean, it's very suitable for spiritual advancement. We have to know the system how to stay here. We should try to avoid making offenses. If we want to make advancement, or if we love ourselves, we should try to avoid offenses. To see Navadvip different from Vrindavan is a great offense. We may see some things which may be questionable. If this is such a powerful place, so why is such and such? Why such people? For example, everybody who get announcement, be careful with your valuables. We don't make this announcement in Kolkata. Experienced thieves are here. Everybody who get this announcement. Experienced teams, a very expert. This announcement is nothing good. So what they ask, if this place is so powerful, why all these things? This thing does not affect the purity of man. After all, in Vrindavan we have cancer. Cancer leaves it. And you also notice that before Krishna came, there were no demons in Vrindavan. Demons came in Vrindavan only after Krishna appeared. Before his appearance, there were no demons there. So why all these things are happening is to check those who are not serious in Krishna consciousness. Krishna wants to distinguish his devotees from non-devotees. Therefore, he makes this available so that those who are devotees, they will never have any second thought to their Krishna consciousness. And those who are not devotees, they will be thinking, this place is such a wonderful place. Why all these things are happening? Maybe it is the same like Pune. Oh, other places. As it is. It is not. It is completely different. It's a spiritual place. A land full of mercy from a teacher. And one should consider himself as a very, very, very fortunate. To come here. And even to live here. Very special. You see the city is expanding. Everywhere you look, you see devotees. Everywhere, devotees. Everywhere. It's a city of devotees. It's a great, great message. And Papa created a fortune for us. And this fortune was. So we need to expand it. And that will be our glory. Thank you. Hare
Krishna. In my head that I'm not pure. I make so many offenses every day. I'm attached to so many things, and I'm really scared when I hear these things, that when I make an offense, even unintentionally, because I'm not pure, so then I will have to take 100% responsibility, and I will have 100% of maybe karma or whatever there is for making offenses. So how can we apply it? Doing the offenses unintentionally.
We should beg for forgiveness. We should always beg for forgiveness. Even if we think we are not making offenses, like you are sincerely saying, it is not possible for a conditioned soul to be free from offenses, committing sin. It's impossible. Only pure devotee is free. But all conditioned souls, we are prone to this. Make no offenses. Therefore, we should constantly, always beg for forgiveness. We should always beg. And pray for protection. Please give me shelter so that I don't make offenses that will take me out of. Because the only thing is which is you be afraid of. To lose our Christian message. We should be afraid of us, be careful about it. So to protect us, we should always pray. Begging for mercy. Every day. Every morning we wake up, we pray. We beg for protection. Even I propose you to pray and beg for me. The offenses I have committed for today, please, can you forgive me? Those that I know and those that I don't know. Kalinga is so terrible that even people that never know, just by looking at you, they can take offense. Yes, Kalinga. Just seeing you with him, so it's already been. What is this? He had even said it to the person. Just the presence alone is a problem with the person. This kind of thing. Even if you want it. Not trouble, if you want it. Because our devotion is too small. Very, very small. So our shelter should be that we are constantly begging and praying for God. That's the only solution. And 10 more than 16. 16 is video, we should chant more than that. What is activity in the holy place? And Prabhupada mentioned one should not go to a holy place to make business. It's an offense. We go to a holy place to purify ourselves, to look for sadhus who live there or frequent such places and hear Krishna guitar from them. They get purified. These activities we hear. There were so many devotees who live in town, but not all the devotees go for the program. It's very risky, it's dangerous. What is the use of coming all the way from different places to stay here? And then do the right thing. But the most important thing that is bringing all of us together is Radha Madhava. If you remove that element from here, what is here? Nothing. So we are spending a lot of energy, a lot of money to make a sacrifice of coming here. We should put attention every day, we should go and see do some service. Not for him. Not for him. Because if we do service for the Lord, what will we do the service for? Our senses and God of earth. So the Lord and the pure devotees have created a service for our own benefit to get us purified, not for them. Oh, I want to go and serve Krishna. That is illusion. I want to take advantage and purify myself by the services which we do. It is a trick of Maya and his pure devotees for us to get pure. If you don't serve Krishna, what will you do with your life? We'll serve Maya. The Brahma said, Lakshmi Shahasra Shata Sambrahma. Lokesha then had billions of perfected pure devotees who serve him with affection. Conditioned soul cannot serve with affection. We serve with lust and greed and envy. This is what we offer in our so-called service. The pure devotees don't offer affection. So Krishna already has those who are doing that for him. So what is our service that Krishna we are attracted to? So we are staying here, we should stay here because of Radha Madhava. We should know because of Radha Madhava. And we should do some service. Because the means to get those people. And that is also the means of getting protected from making offenses. If the mind is not engaged, the mind will do nonsense. Why we chant, we don't hear when we chant. Because the mind is not chanting. The mind is doing something else. That becomes inattentive chanting. Inattentive. Inattentive means something is attracting our attention. So the mind has gone there, leaving the prime object as a result of offenses. So the service is to keep our mind engaged. So something sublime that will get us purified and will be protected from any other nonsense things around us. This is the purpose of staying there. You have the opportunity to do some service. Hear from the devotees what the glories of the Lord. That's a good point.
Says that when you chant the names of Lord Gauranga and Nityananda, that all offenses are gone. Yet, I personally don't experience how we understand this.
Yes. So many places in Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam, all our acharyas, anyone who hears these pastimes will attain pure of Godhead. Anyone who hears this, you will attain pure of Godhead. Anyone who do this, you will never come back again to the material world. And we have had them many times. Then, if one sincerely look inside, they will see that I'm not experiencing it yet. So what is the problem? The statement of our acharyas cannot be false. It is not. Because they are not flattering us. They meant it. The problem is that we don't have faith in their words. Therefore, they specifically mention if one hears this with faith, then it will have effect. One can chant, Gora, 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 Gora. It's powerful. It is not just chanting Gora. What is the intention? What am I chanting Gora? Do I really mean Gora? Oh, I'm just doing it as an exercise. But because people are doing, we should know the intention. What is the intention? What is the motivation? Why am I doing this? Do I do it consciously because I know the meaning? If you don't have this in our mind, the name benediction which acharyas are giving will not have effect. So, the faith is required. This is true. This is coming from the right source. I will get purified if I do this. I must have that conviction. How does the Buddha say? Even if we chant a holy name for millions of lifetimes, we will continue to chant that millions of lifetimes. If we don't have a full 100% conviction that this name is not different from Krishna, we will never get the result. We will be 100% convinced that this name and Krishna, there is no difference. And sometimes we think that, yes, I know that, that's why I'm chanting. It is not true. It is not true that we know that, that's why I'm chanting. Because the one who knows it and chants in that way, our life will be different. It will be different from what it is now. So, to have faith, and not just ordinary faith. Ordinary faith is strong, strong faith, strong faith. This is my chance. But that consciousness, you will experience it. We get all this benediction, we chant the holy name, we follow all the process very nicely, externally very nicely, but internally, we don't follow like that. So the result will be different. When Srila Prabhupada chanted the Hare Krishna mantra, which all of us are chanting. What happened? When Prabhupada chanted the name, this Hare Krishna mantra was chanted. When Prabhupada chanted, see the whole world is dancing in ecstasy. That's the result of Prabhupada chanting. Why? Because it is pure. In the same mantra, the difference is the purity behind the chanting. They chanted the holy name. The whole world is in bliss, dancing in Krishna because of his chanting. When Rupa Goswami chanted the same holy name, what did he say? He said, I don't have strength to explain how powerful this name Krishna is. I don't have the power to describe it. This is his fear. When the demon is chanting a pure name. When he chanted, the Vajamona became milk. And the gopis started chanting, considering it's milk. From Nanda Muni's Japa, or the holy name. This name we're chanting. Not a different one. This Hare Krishna mantra. Goshiva's blue name became whitish. But Goshiva's wife ran away. thinking that this is somebody else pretending to be her husband. She ran away from Bashir. This is not her husband. Just a name from Nathanoli. Lord Baladar is a blue dot, he became whitish. What do you mean? He is used to blue colors, he became white. This name you are chanting, it is not a story, it is a reality. Why we don't have this experience, not me, some of us. Not one of you. So. But why all of us are not having the same experience? Because of the state of our consciousness. So if we can try to adjust our consciousness to fit into Krishna, we will experience wonders. Our daily life, our spiritual life, the experience for this, everything will become a reality. Does that make sense? Something else? Yes.
You said that in the holy dam, it's not something like a business. So as a grihastha, you're married and you have to take your family and you live, but then you can't do anything. So.
That is the special qualities that nobody has that we don't see. We don't see how nobody has changed everything for our own benefit. It's a special quality of the message. The messages of Prophet that we have now. What is that message? That he has created a special society that accommodates everything. And you can function, anyone can perfectly function in Christian culture and take the question from any level. This is from a special message for all of us. Before ISKCON, you have to finish a house lesson before you stay with them. The proper made everything you want. Take a temple from wherever you are and continue. You make it. So now you have a chance you can do business, but not selling grains on the Kadasi days. Like you see in Maya. Great. Complex potato chips, all these plastics selling. This is great. Don't have soldiers to do this. What a business you get. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. key that.
A może ktoś inny ma coś do opowiedzenia o Polinie?